Today on the World Cafe, Wilco plays live, and we talk with Jeff Tweedy and the newest and most notable addition to the band, guitarist Nels Cline, who played with the band on the Kicking Television Live album, but this is his first studio disc. However you describe the new album, Sky Blue Sky, it is quieter and more folkier than the past. You have to imagine that Jeff Tweedy is in a much better place personally than during A Ghost Is Born as he struggled with addiction issues. The band has been very forward-looking in streaming their work, including Sky Blue Sky, on their website. When the album was finally released, there was a note on the website urging fans to indeed buy the disc. I started our conversation out by asking Jeff Tweedy about that.
Actually, we weren't concerned about that. And the band really didn't write that letter. It was like from basically the management. If you read the letter, it was basically kind of saying, we know that you guys usually do what, you know, right thing. It's just a letter to kind of let everybody know that we're really, really trying hard to keep our relationship open and try and maintain some goodwill between ourselves and the audience. And we've really been trying hard to allow a lot of inclusiveness. And this is, I think it was just a gentle reminder that goes both ways.
Right. Well, you know, I'm old school because I am old school, and I used to love the day that albums came out because it was kind of a special thing to go down to the store and nobody had it and you had it, and that is just gone now. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's gone the way of, you know, short pants.
Not that old school. Nels, maybe get your impression on the sessions for Sky Blue Sky. You did a lot of this recording at the Loft?
Yeah, it was all done at the Loft.
Jeff, I've heard you describe that there was a lot of working together with people on these songs. Were things finished when you brought them in at all, or were they pretty much done there?
Oh, no. There were very few things brought in that were finished. A majority of the record came out of things that we kind of sat down and pulled out of the air, just arrived at some, you know, something that was musically exciting to all of us. And in which case, a lot of times what would happen is we would record it. I would maybe take it back home or spend some time with it and finish lyrics, maybe kind of shape it a little bit more into something that I could play on an acoustic guitar or something like that, and then bring it back and we'd work on it again. Each process would involve us a really thoughtful, collective environment to see it through to the end. I think every song on the record was arrived at collectively. We all got to the end of the recording and listened back to one take and said, that's good, that's it, and that's the record. And so it was very, as Nels likes to say, fruitful.
It was, and it was pleasant.
Well, I wanted to play get you guys to play Side with the Seeds, which is one of my faves on this from Sky Blue Sky. Anything we need to know about this before we hear it?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything in particular that we need to, you know, elaborate on.
Okay.
Just check it out.
Tile top flat with the back top crack. We spark through. Agreeing to disagree. but the thieves. So I side with anything.
Side with the Seeds from Sky Blue Sky from Wilco, who are playing live for us today on the cafe. Jeff, can you talk a little bit about when you look back at the history of Wilco? Obviously, people come in and out of the band, but this period kind of started after August Is Born with everybody appearing on the live album. How do you feel about the live album versions of the Ghost Is Born songs versus the early ones? Is it a different band?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely, it's definitely a different band. I think that one of the reasons we made the live album was to document the way that this band was able to transform a lot of the material previous to us coming together. Mm-hmm. This band was kind of designed to play Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and A Ghost Is Born. The instruments, the size of the band was kind of geared towards being able to make that material all come to life. And I think that pretty early on, it became obvious that this lineup of the band would be able to transcend a lot of that.
Now, when you listen to an older Wilco album, do you immediately go back into the place you were at when it was being recorded? Can you divorce yourself from that? Because I know Ghost Is Born wasn't the best place for you at the time. And so it would seem that you would like the television stuff.
Well, A Ghost Is Born is probably the record that I've listened to the least since it was such a strange time and so much was going on. I really haven't gone back and reflected on that record very much since I got out of the hospital 3 years ago. And I generally am pretty good at just listening to the past records and thinking, I don't know, just kind of enjoying them. I don't know. I don't generally go back to some place where I feel like I'm miserable or I wish I could have done it better or this should be different. More often than not, I'm just amazed that anything gets done, that those records exist.
Well, can you do a performance of something going back away with see how it's all Is it different now when you? I heard you can do muzzle of bees for us.
Sure. This is how muzzle of bees sounds today.
Thank you.
fresh, up-to-date version of Muzzle of Bees from our guest today. Wilco are playing live today, and we're getting a chance to talk with Jeff Tweedy and Nels Klein about the new album. And I've read a bunch of interviews you've done with this album, and everybody tries to label the sound of this record in some way. And there are words that people use that you... you're not comfortable with, and I believe mellow is the one you're least comfortable with. What are some that you are in describing the sound of this record?
Well, I honestly, most words in the English language fall short of describing music. You know, music is probably exists because language is so inadequate, and music allows us to talk about the things that are most important. Because, you know, that basically, if it wasn't for music, we'd have to be silent. You know, I don't know. I don't really ever think of anything that's actually feels like what the music feels like to me. So I could get mad or not mad. I could get, you know, sort of disgusted by almost any adjective that gets applied to our music. I'm just like, you know, I just try and avoid it. But I don't know, Nels, can you think of anything that would be applicable?
I'm afraid I haven't actually seen any reviews. I have not read any reviews.
No, I just
mean
you just. You know,
I thought unremittingly fabulous would be good.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. That one I'm comfortable with.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll use that one as well. We have been using that actually.
Astonishing.
Yep. Nels, you've got a background of playing so much different kind of music, a lot of improvisatory things in various genres. What attracted you to hook up with Wilco in the first place?
Well, I mean, it was kind of odd because it's not something I would ever have imagined would happen. And having listened to actually very little of the Wilco albums, I really only heard them live and heard Yankee Hotel Foxtrot extensively. I didn't really see this coming at all. And the reason it seemed interesting was because I knew that that everyone in the band was a very forward-looking and very talented individual. And I felt that, especially when Jeff sent me the unmastered CD of A Ghost Is Born, I thought, man, I can really sink my teeth into this. I think it was the fact that it addresses so many emotions and also areas of music making that are really kind of primordial in my personality, you know, in my life. I mean, it's not, I guess, retarded of me to be touching on a lot of adolescent energy when I hear some of the references, the stylistic references in this music. And certainly once we started playing together, then it became something else entirely. It became a nice communal experience, the kind of music making with serious individuals and talented individuals that I yearn for and that I really am lucky to experience quite often.
Well, it's been musically just wonderful for everybody who's been experiencing the live album, and now with this, it just sounds great. Let's play. If you guys could do the title track, Sky Blue Sky.
Sure.
Is phasing tunes I couldn't place. Windows open and raining in. Maroon, yellow, blue, golden gray. The drunks ricocheting. Downtown, empty so long ago. Windows broken and dreaming. So happy to leave what was my home. With the sky.
right in time. Wouldn't seem so bad to me now. Oh, if I didn't die, should I be satisfied? I survived. It's good enough for now.
Sky Blue Sky is the title track of Wilco's new album. We're getting a chance to talk with Nels Klein and Jeff Tweedy about the new album and the new work. I had a question after watching I'm Trying to Break Your Heart and all the documentation of things that the band's through. Jeff, does it ever make you self-conscious knowing that most of your fans have seen these movies and have seen the inner workings and all this?
Have seen me throw up.
Yeah, exactly.
oddly enough, no. I'm really bad at remembering those things. I suppose that there are some moments where I'm confronted with it that are uncomfortable, but for the most part, it's not something that my mind mulls over or returns to very often, any kind of thought of being a persona or something other than what I am to somebody, you know? Mm-hmm.
That denial is airtight.
What's that?
Great denial action.
What are you talking about? You think it bothers me? You think I'm
no, no. What I'm just—it's fun to know that you just don't think about it because I would never think about it either. But everybody else is kind of attached to all these things.
Mm-hmm. I honestly get startled sometimes if I'm, like, say, for instance, in Chicago, where I'm probably more recognizable than anywhere else in the world. If somebody comes up and says, "Hey, man, how's it going? I love your music." I get really kind of shaken. I get, like, startled out of, like, my real life, and it's like, whoa. I guess I just never get very used to it or comfortable with it. But I don't know. Most people are so nice. It just it's pretty easy to just move on and.
Well, number one, Wilco fans seem to be, by and large, pretty nice. And number two, you seem to be in a position of kind of an ideal position. You have an audience everywhere. It's not too big. You haven't gotten into this being a public figure situation. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Is there anything you would like it? Would you like it to grow more? Or have any feelings about it?
People ask that question occasionally. I always have a tough time answering it because I don't think I've honestly ever felt like that. I felt like when Uncle Tupelo put out its first record, it was the coolest thing that had ever happened in my life. And then when we started touring, it was pretty cool. And then we put out our second record, and it was a little bit bigger. And pretty much every day since then, it's been, well, I can't believe that this is happening, and it's pretty cool, the more I think about it. But I never, ever think about what do I need to do to make this bigger, or how can I make this bigger? How can this be? I can tell you the thing that I do worry about, and the thing that I'm probably more preoccupied with is what can I do to make this environment something that's thoroughly enjoyable, something that can sustain my enthusiasm. And everything else I've ever done has grown out of taking care of that side of things.
The most everybody in the band has kind of outside things they do. Glenn put out a really nice solo album a couple years ago, and of course Pat and John have their band. Are there things that you think of doing, Jeff, that are not Wilco things, or does everything just kind of evolve into a Wilco thing?
Well, you forgot to mention, for one thing, that Nels makes five records between the time I say goodbye to him and the time I say hi to him almost every time we take off from touring, or, you know.
And half of those were accidental.
Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating either. I mean...
Jeff plays solo.
I do play solo shows, and I do things... That's an enjoyable thing for me to do. No, I don't, to answer your question, there aren't very many things that I feel fall outside the realm of what I feel Wilco could do or would maybe consider doing. I am surrounded by a lot of people that have a lot of curiosity about music and are pretty restless people in terms of inspiration. And there's always the idea that almost anything could be pursued. I don't really have any thoughts that there's some place outside of Wilco that would be more fulfilling for me, other than just getting out there and doing the solo acoustic shows, which is just a way to reconnect with the part of Wilco that I'm responsible for.
I'm waiting for his industrial drone record, though. I know he's got one. He's got one in there.
I've got 100 of those, you know.
We're talking with Jeff Tweedy and Nels Cline. We got time for one more tune. Can you guys do What Light?
Sure. This is, What Light?
You feel like singing a song, you want other people to sing along, just sing what you feel, don't let anyone say it's wrong. You're trying to paint a picture, but you're not sure which colors belong. Just paint what you see, don't let anyone say it's wrong. If you're strung out like a kite, or stung awake in the night, it's alright to be frightened when there's light. What light? There's light. One light. There's light. White light. It's out of you. You think you might need somebody to pick you up when you drag. Don't lose sight of yourself. Don't let anyone change your bag. The whole world's singing your song, and all of your paintings have been hung. Just remember what was yours is everyone's from now on. That's not wrong or right, but you can struggle with it all you like. You'll only get uptight. One light, there's light. One light, there's light. White light, there's light. White light, there's light. One light, there's light. One light, there's light. White light. We'll be right back.
light, one light. There's light, white light. There's light, white light in front of you.
Thanks to Nels Klein and to Jeff Tweedy for talking with us, and also the band for playing live for us today. Jeff, Nels, have a great tour, and thanks a lot for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.